Welcome back to the podcast. Yeah, I'm just going to turn myself up. One, two, buckle my shoe. I'm not sure if that worked. Anywho, we're talking about Thomas Dekker. Is this little poem the recipe for contentedness? Oh, sweet content. Swim says, Mum Fishy says, alrighty then, this poem is from Dekker's play Patient Grissil, which has additional lines. The Beatles used, in part, these additional lines in their song Golden Slumbers. The additional lines are, golden slumbers kiss your eyes, smiles awake you when you rise, sleep pretty wontons, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. Rock them, lullaby, care is heavy, therefore sleep you. You are care, and care must keep you. Sleep pretty wontons, do not cry, and I will still sing a lullaby. Ah, Beatles, don't even write your own lyrics, just pluck them from a poem. Patient Grissel is a play from Thomas Dekker, Henry Shuttle, and William Horton, first printed in 1603. The plot is a variant of the medieval tale of Patient Griselda, who told the Chaucer's Canterbury Tales and Boccaccio's Dexameron. Griselda is a figure in European folklore, noted for her patience and obedience. Griselda. There you go. Well, I didn't know any of that, so good to know. Also didn't know that the Beatles were in the habit of just pinching their lyrics from old poems. Gotta love it. Gotta love that. Anyway. I was going to say something, but I won't. I love the Beatles, one of my all-time favourite bands, but there's something about the way they just make up nonsense for their lyrics that does kind of bug me a little bit. Like, they'll just make up a name, like Eleanor Rigby, just because it sounds good. And I don't know, it bothers me that they just make up cool-sounding names just so that they rhyme with things, kind of thing. Anywho, not to worry. Thomas Heywood is today's poet. Two poems for you. They go like this. By the way, born 1570-something, died 1650. Matin song. Pack clouds away and welcome day. With night we banish sorrow. Sweet air blow soft, mount lark aloft, to give my love good morrow. Wings from the wind to please her mind, notes from the lark I'll borrow. Bird, prune thy wing, nightingale, sing, to give my love good morrow. To give my love good morrow, notes from them all I'll borrow. Wake from thy nest, robin, red breast, sing, birds in every furrow. And from each bill let music shrill, give my fair love good morrow. Blackbird and thrush in every bush, stare, linnet and cocksparrow. You pretty elves among yourselves, sing my fair love good morrow. To give my love good morrow, sing birds in every furrow. This one's called The Message. Yea, little birds that sit and sing amidst the shady valleys, and see how Phyllis sweetly walks with her garden alleys. Go, pretty birds, about her bower. Sing, pretty birds, she may not lower. Ah, me, methinks I see her frown. Yea, pretty wantons warble. Go tell her through your chirping bills, as you by me are bidden. To her is only known my love, which from the world is hidden. Go, pretty birds, and tell her so. See that your notes strain not too low, for methinks I see her frown. Yea, pretty wantons warble. Go, tune your voices, harmony, and sing I am her lover. Strain loud and sweet, that every note with sweet content may move her. And she that hath the sweetest voice, tell her I will not change my choice. Yet still methinks I see her frown. Yea, pretty wantons warble. O fly, make haste, see she falls into a pretty slumber. Sing round about her rosy bed, that waking her she may wonder. Say to her, 'tis her lover true that sendeth love to you. And when you hear her kind reply, return with pleasant warblings. And that's the poem. That's today's poem, at least. All right. thank you for listening. And I'll see you tomorrow.